And welcome back to the programme. Now, we're staying in a literary, with a literary vibe for my next guest. Her name is Barbara Beyer, and Barbara is from San Francisco, California, originally. But back in 1999, she moved to Kerry, and she's been here ever since. And rather like my last guest, Barbara found that she really benefited from the thriving literary scene here in the kingdom. And in fact, she is involved for many years with a Thursday night writers group. But she'll tell you about that herself in just a moment. But Barbara, having already produced a number of books, including a collection of short stories, she recently had her first novel published in book form. And you can imagine she's very excited about that. It's called In the Desert. I spoke to her earlier on and I began by asking her to tell me a little bit about how excited she was to see her book being published.
I'm very excited, Deirdre. Thanks so much for talking to me about my debut novel. Thank you.
And listen, take us back to the beginning. Have you always been a writer? Have you always had the love of literature, the love of writing, putting pen to paper, etc.?
I have to tell you, when I was in primary school, I had a library in the primary school, and every week we had a librarian who would read to us from a book. And I just became completely enchanted. And I'd start writing my own stories from a very young age. And it just continued throughout my entire life. So, yeah, this book is many, many years in the making, shall we say.
And I know you grew up in the States, but you've been living here in Kerry for a long time. And am I right in saying you were involved in a writing group here in Kerry?
Oh, yes. It's called Thursday Night Writers Tralee, and we meet by every other week now online since COVID. We used to meet in person, but then when COVID happened, we moved it to online, and then we've persisted online ever since. So,
and have you all been a great help to each other?
Oh, brilliant! The people in my writing group. We all help each other. So we would share work that we're writing and give each other feedback. And they've been instrumental in this novel as well.
And the last time I spoke to you, you had brought out a collection of short stories. Really, really lovely. Well, not lovely is the wrong word. They were quite dark, but brilliantly written, really gripping stuff. And I remember that. But this novel is actually your first novel. So it's a departure for you.
It is. Well, it isn't the first novel I've written. It is the first novel that's getting published, however. So this is about the fourth novel that I've written, but it is the first coming out in print. I'm really excited about it. I've been excited about it from the very first idea I had for the novel. And my friends can attest to every time I talk to them, I was like, oh, I'm going to do this, so I'm going to do that. And it's just persisted all the way through, and I'm really excited about it and excited about people reading it and hoping that they'll enjoy it. It's not your traditional narrative, so it doesn't start at point A and end at point Z. It goes back and forth in time and across different characters' points of view and across even different dimensions. So there's a bit of literature, there's a bit of speculative fiction, a magic realism, there's a bit of a thriller, there's a bit of a crime story. It's got something for everybody in it.
Oh, very good. And where is it set?
It's set in the American Southwest. I decided to write a story there based on an epic road trip I had taken many years ago with some friends across the whole area, down from San Francisco to Las Vegas, across Arizona, New Mexico, Utah. The area there is just pure magic. And there's this eerie desolation, but also a sense of magic that I hope I've captured in this book.
And who will it appeal to? Is it is there any particular genre of writing?
Well, it's a very easy read, but if you look deeper into it as you're reading, you'll see all of the connections. So I liken it to reading a thriller, but it's not really a thriller. It's, like I said, it has different aspects to it, different genres. So if you like literary fiction, you'll like this book. If you like speculative fiction, because there's a bit of magic realism throughout it, you'll like this book. And again, it's a real page turner. So
okay, and how hard was it to get it published, Barbara?
It was hard, but then easy. So I tried the traditional route of getting a literary agent and getting a traditional big five publisher, and I really wasn't getting anywhere. And I was so excited about the book, I approached a publisher, a small press in America that I had worked with previously. I'd edited an anthology for them, and they read it and loved it and immediately said they would publish it. So I said, okay.
Ah, that's great.
Job done.
Job done, exactly. So it's actually out today, and will people be able to buy it here in Kerry, or do they have to buy it online, or what's the story?
Right, so there's copies available in O'Mahony's and Tralee. I'm looking to get it into other bookshops in Kerry as well. Or they can buy it on buythebook.ie. If they don't want to go through Amazon, or it's available on Amazon, and it's called In the Desert, and it's available today.
Oh yes, I should have asked you that early on, actually. The title of the book is very important. It's called In the Desert. And just a final thought, Barbara, you know, you've lived in Kerry for how many years now?
Oh, I've been here since 99 now, so
yeah, and
a few years.
Do you find that being in Kerry, where there's a very strong literary tradition, that has kind of helped you and helped to foster your talent and your love of writing?
Oh, absolutely. There's such an amazing group of talented writers and artists and creative people in Kerry, and everybody is so supportive of each other. Like, you know, they attend each other's events, they give each other feedback and support. I mean, it's just amazing. And I don't think, coming from a big city, because I moved here from San Francisco, I genuinely don't think I would have gotten the same amount of support I do and carry. And for example, I'd be launching the book. The book will be launched at Listowel Writers Week in May. So, you know, I don't know what I would that have happened anywhere else. So, you know, I'm so grateful to everybody in the community, everybody at work, everybody, you know, who's taken the time to support me, not just for this book, but along my whole creative journey.
And that was writer Barbara Beyer speaking to me earlier, and her book is out now, and it's called In the Desert, and we wish her all the very best with that.